And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Now live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show. For the town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
That is me, Matt Santos, on KQNA Talk of the Quad Cities. It's a special week. I'm not usually here this week. I'm filling in for Lorette Brashear, who had a previous engagement. But we're going to have a lot of fun today. We will be talking with Kathy McGee of Best Version Media, and we'll be talking with the fellas from Christian Brothers Grading to find out all we can about tractors and bulldozers and all that good stuff. So stick around. We have a full hour for you on KQ&A, Talk of the Quad Cities.
Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Hi, this is Roxanne. Do all of you Prescott area locals know about Prescott Brewing Company's Loyal Lunch Bunch Club? It's been going on for decades now, and the only one of its kind in our community that we know of. Our Loyal Lunch Bunch card gives you 10% off your lunch and entree on your very first visit, then 15% off next, and continues up to 30% off. When you reach the end of your card, you just get a new one for free, and it starts all over again. Ask your server for your card the next time you choose Prescott Brewing Company, fun and friendly brew pub style.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Recently, I wrote an article talking about how healthy animals and pets are such an important part of healthy communities. In essence, when we care deeply for our animal friends, we are putting aside the difficulties of life in general and focusing on the health and well-being of companion creatures that make our lives better. That's where Olson's comes in. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals, and we focus on what's important to you, peace of mind. We carry the best brands and not only keep them in stock, but we'll carry them out for you or deliver them. We also have a great curbside service and were declared by the readers of Prescott's Daily Courier as the best pet supply. We've been around for 41 years now and truly value our communities of Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. In fact, be sure to come into any one of our stores and help us fill up the Gift of Warmth donation boxes with jackets and other warm stuff. Let's keep our communities healthy. After all, good enough just isn't.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host for the town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
Well, thank you for tuning in to KQNA. I am here today for Lorette Brashear. She is out and about taking care of some personal business today. So she hit me up last week and said, hey, we really don't like our listeners, so could you please go in and fill in for me? No, that's not what she said. So we hope you will enjoy your time listening to us today. Again, I typically will fill in the second Monday of every month for Lorette to talk to you about things happening in and around the town of Chino Valley, specifically with the town government and whatever projects and events they have on. And then Lorette takes over the other weeks of the month to talk to you about all the business activity and the different events happening in and around the service organizations and the businesses in the Chino Valley and the Quad City area. So I get to be Lorette today, which should mean that I'm much better at my job than I normally am. But I think I'm going to be letting Lorette down. I'm not sure. One quick thing before we sit down and talk with Kathy McGee. We have a new town manager with the town of Chino Valley after Cecilia Gritman retired earlier this year. After many years of serving the town, we wish Cecilia well in her retirement, her much-deserved rest and relaxation that most likely, knowing Cecilia, will be spent on the back of husband Ron's Harley, I think is what they will be doing most of their time with. But our new town manager started a few weeks ago, Cindy Blackmore, and we will be having her on these microphones very soon. Hopefully we can schedule that interview in the next several weeks or so. But in the meantime, you can stop by chinoaz.net, which is the town website, and see a link right there on the homepage for our town podcast, the Chino Valley Update. And we just posted an episode this morning with Cindy Blackmore to give you a little chance to learn about her history, learn about her goals and plans as the brand new town manager for Chino Valley. Later on this week, we'll be posting a little video profile about Cindy as well, along with video profiles and other podcasts with our economic development project manager, Miss Maggie Teiteback, and our brand new mayor, Mayor Jack Miller, who was on the show with me just a few weeks ago. So you'll get to learn a little bit more about Mayor Miller and Maggie Teiteback, and of course our new town manager, Cindy Blackmore, by visiting chinoaz.net and looking for those links. Now, let's get into it with our guest for today, Miss Kathy McGee of Best Version Media. Kathy, how are you?
Hello.
How you doing today?
Doing good.
Good. You got to spend some time with me, which is, of course, the envy of all publishers in this neck of the woods. Tell me a little bit about Best Version Media. What is it you folks do?
Well, Best Version Media is a printing company, and we have over 1,000 publications throughout the United States and Canada.
What kind of projects do you highlight? What's the focus of?
So we feature families on the front cover, and we help businesses target and penetrate the market and of affluent buyers in their communities, and we do this by promoting the residents of their neighborhoods and their own exclusive high and monthly magazine.
Very nice. It's a full color glossy mag. Pull that one cover out. We were looking at a cover before we started here, featuring an acquaintance of mine, the Stotts family, Patty Stotts. Here, you hold on to that, Ken. Hold that picture up to the microphone so the folks at home can hear. No, you can't see. What a Bill, look at that. What a fantastic photo that is. I wonder who took it. Was me. I will confess that was me. The Stotts this year celebrated their 60th wedding anniversary. It was featured in other local media as well, but they are on the cover of Prescott Mountain Neighbors. The Stotts, Patty Stotts, longtime resident of Prescott, both her and her husband, Prescott High graduates from a few years back. But they were celebrating their 60th anniversary, this year, and they are gracing the cover of your magazine. Another publication that you produce here is the Prescott Mountain Neighbors. Now, explain a little bit about who's on the cover of that and why that image specifically.
Well, this November issue. Yeah, this is the November issue. And it is, since November is Veterans Day, I wanted to spotlight veterans. And I've come across this nonprofit organization called Visions of Vets.
And they can be found at visionsofvets.org.
Yes. And they have a really unique opportunity. You can visit their website. And what we're trying to do is we are taking these pictures that Bruce Roscoe has taken, and they augment it, and it comes live on your phone or on an app. You get an app called Live Portraits, and you scan it from the magazine, and it will come live to your onto your phone.
Now, Kathy, you showed me a demonstration of that before we went on mics here. And you can visit visionsofvets.org to see a demonstration of that app. But it's a fascinating concept. What it is that the inner cover there or inside the magazine, there's an image that you then point your cell phone at, similar to how you would like a barcode or one of those QR codes mm-hmm. that a lot of us are familiar with, and you can use them on your shopping apps and things. But you fill the viewfinder with the image, and the app then links it to play a live video of that image.
Yes.
And it's, in this case, it was an interview of this soldier. What a fascinating concept. Now, how is that funded? Are you'd mentioned you might be looking for a little assistance in that area.
Yes, that's what we're looking for. So Visions of Vets, they have 12 veterans that they have already done and are ready to go. And so we are looking for a business or a couple of businesses to sponsor a half-page ad that will it will give credit to that business.
So this is a way
that you're sponsoring Visions of Vets.
So a way to find some recognition for your business or organization out there, your listeners out there who might have some advertising and sponsorship money available. It's a way to introduce the vets to the community, and for nothing else, a fantastic presentation with this app, turning those portraits by Bruce Roscoe to life. Bruce Roscoe, a local photographer who has produced images for publications and for organizations all around the country, very distinct style. And Bruce is a fantastic photographer, does a lot of work here locally. If you've spent any time down on Whiskey Row, you've, I'm sure, seen some of his images, particularly of some of the characters hanging out on Whiskey Row, including many members of the, many regulars of the Palace, Historic Palace Saloon, Bar and Restaurant. But this project, which you can get more information at visionsofvets.org, Kathy, you're looking for a sponsor. It's a great way to find an outlet for your sponsorship money for you listeners out there, and a very, very interesting presentation of these images. Now, the best way to reach Kathy, the website bestversionmedia.com. What's the phone number for you?
It's 928-642-5421.
And then your email, K McGee, that's the letter K, McGee at bestversionmedia.com. Now this is a passion project for you, putting out these publications, including the other publication. I had
Neighbors
my notes
of
here.
PV North.
Neighbors of PV North. And what's the other one? The one that's in production
Prescott
now?
Prescott Mountain Neighbors. Oh. And then Neighbors of PV North, and we have a third one going in, which is
Neighbors of South Prescott. These projects to really highlight some great families, some great residents of our area, including the Stotts. Congratulations on 60 years. But also it's a chance for you to work with your what's her title?
She's
the
content coordinator,
and who's that?
That is my daughter.
How long have you both been working together on this project for a while?
Well, we started this project about 6 years ago, and she was still in high school at that time. But this last year, she has become my content coordinator, and so she's seen what I've done in the past, and when I needed a content coordinator, she said, I'll do that.
Uh-huh.
I said, okay, let's do that. So it's been fun working with her.
Your daughter, Madison McGee, the content coordinator, takes care of some of the content, some of the articles and things. You also had mentioned you take submissions on various projects. You do have limited space, so mm-hmm. there is a... There are some limitations as to how many articles, how many submissions can be submitted on an annual basis from different organizations and stuff. But for more information, again, phone number and website where they can find out more information about your publications.
My phone number is 928-642-5421. And you can email me also at kmcgee@bestversionmedia.com.
And for more information on the complete scope of all of these publications,
go to the website,
bestversionmedia.com. Kathy McGee, it's been a pleasure talking with you. Beautiful magazines.
Thank you.
And I got to tell you again, this photo of the Stotts on the cover is outstanding. I don't know how you managed to secure that image.
And we really appreciate it, too.
We will be right back on KQ&A, Talk of the Quad Cities, 99.9 FM, 1130 AM, after these messages from our sponsors.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
At Batteries Plus, we power family road trips. We power bedtime stories. We power our local hospitals. We power connections with friends. At Batteries Plus, we do more than replace batteries and fix phones and tablets. We help our neighbors power their lives. How powerful is that? Get powered at your locally owned store. Schedule a convenient curbside pickup. Or shop thousands of batteries and bulbs at batteriesplus.com.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same-day and next-day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
This isn't Bedrock, it's Cottonwood and the Red Rocks, where Verde Links goes to Sedona every day, known for New Age travelers, not Stone Age travelers.
Rudy, it's an enlightened journey with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
I'm heading to a vortex adventure on the Verde Links to Sedona.
Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Yabba-dabba-doo.
As the new year begins, I want to thank everyone who supported Augie's during 2020. It was a difficult year to be in the restaurant business, but with your continued patronage, we made it work. There is no telling what 2021 will bring, but you can rest assured we are ready to meet every challenge and provide you with the quality and service you have known from everyone at Augie's. Here's hoping 2021 is a better year for all of us, and from Augie's, thank you for making us the place to dine on Highway 69.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for the town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
That is me, Matt Santos, for the town of Chino Valley. I'm here on KQ&A, Talk of the Quad Cities. You can find us at 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, or around the globe at kqna.com. Yes, Our guest is looking at me because as much as I'm in here, I still have to use the cheat sheet on the wall because I'm an idiot, I think is what it is. So we'll be talking with Dawson and Andrew of Christian Brothers Grading in just a few minutes. But let me get some stuff out of the way here. First of all, hey, write up your guys' line of work. Public Works for the town of Chino Valley will begin several projects for road repair starting next week, and it's going to stretch out throughout the spring and maybe into the summer. Various projects for some chip seal and some asphalt pavement and all that good stuff that I don't understand, other than the fact that it sometimes causes me to be late for work later than usual. So what we would like you to do is follow chinoaz.net for updates on what's going on. Frank Marbury, our public works director, sat down with me the other day, and we recorded some audio and some video clips that we will be sending out on social media in the next day or so, and repeating them throughout the project just to remind folks of what to look out for, what neighborhoods will be affected. Currently, there are no imminent road closures done, but we will have some crews out there with flags and things. So if you see somebody in an orange vest waving at you, slow down, give them some space, and maybe allow a little extra time for your trip to and from work. So follow us at chinoaz.net for the information on what specific roads will be affected. And more important, or almost as much importantly, that's not even a sentence, almost much as importantly, but equally as important is not just what roads will be affected, but how those roads were chosen. What was the rationale in the decisions? So Frank touches on that a little bit. And then over the next, several weeks, we're going to have Frank in here. He doesn't know it yet. We're going to have him in studio to tell us a little bit more about their projects. A lot more goes into fixing roads in Chino Valley than town council waving their magic wand and saying, poof, let it be done. So listen to Frank as to what he has to say. We'll have some videos and some audio clips on that over the next few days. So speaking of heavy equipment and tractors and things, guys, get in real close to those microphones. Dawson Goforth and Andrew Ledoux. Dawson, tell us a little bit about who you represent, what the company is, and what you folks do.
All right. I'm a representative for Christian Brothers Grading, and we specialize in all your property development needs. We do house paths, driveways, land grading, road grading, lawns, landscape, sloping and resloping, drainage, installations, final grades, and just about a little bit of everything. But we just took a big leap of faith and purchased a D6 bulldozer, D6 MXL. And
you got that built to D6 MXL. Yeah. Not the MXT. Yeah. Those are out, man. That's so last year.
Anyway, we took a huge leap of faith for us and stepped out there on the ledge and bought this machine.
Okay, tell me what it is. What is that?
Okay, D6 is a mid-sized dozer. That's
bulldozer. It's a bulldozer.
Bulldozer.
Yeah.
Bulldozer. And it's something that I've done most of my life. I did this in Malibu for many years, working for all the movie stars out there, and I ran the same machine in D6.
Nice.
I built house pads for President Reagan. I built house pads for the founding father of fiber optics, Glenn Frey, the Eagles. Around his house. I did Heather Locklear's final grade. I did Michael Landon's house pad.
Was that hometown for you, the Southern Cal Coast?
I'm from Ventura.
Yeah?
I've been here for 20 years, though.
What brought you to the desert?
Building freeways.
Yeah?
Built the 101 freeway, the Loop 101 is what it's
first one. So what were you out here, late 90s, early 2000?
Yeah.
Big boom.
Started at Shea and worked all the way to Scottsdale Road and went on to build the HOV lane on the 60. And then I did the HOV lane on the 51.
So if anybody was late to work in 1999, now we know who to blame for the construction. Now, who makes that? Who makes this bulldozer you just got? What's the manufacturer?
Caterpillar.
That's a Cat. Mm-hmm. I have a connection to Caterpillar myself. My grandfather, back in the 30s, worked for Caterpillar Tractor in their warehouse. He was, I grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area, in the East Bay, smack dab between Oakland and San Jose. Hayward, California. Great place to be from. And, San Leandro, port city, had a, Caterpillar warehouse that was their shipping depot for the West Coast. And my grandfather was the handyman, one of the handymen in the, he's a carpenter by trade, and he was a handyman in the shop and in the warehouse. And then my dad got hired there, and I'm gonna butcher the years, but it's my memory, so I'll just make them up. I believe he got hired in there in the, like, 54. And he worked there, almost 40 years in San Leandro and then as a shipping manager into the Hayward Depot. And, so growing up, Cat t-shirts, Cat caps, Cat Tonka toys. Everything was between Caterpillar Tractor and Yellow Freight, because Yellow Freight was one of their big shippers. Mm-hmm. So every I'm a pen thief, as you will find if you leave that pen sitting on the counter there. We had Yellow Freight pens and tablets all over the house because that was the swag you got there. So the Caterpillar has a very big place in my heart. So when I moved out here in
we're both wearing hats.
When I moved out here from the Bay Area in 04, one of the first things I saw was the Empire Cat sign. I was out in Paulden and then Chino, so it's kind of a neat thing. Kind of a neat thing to see.
A lot of time there now.
Yeah. So how did you get involved in heavy equipment to begin with?
Well, I thought you were going to ask a different question, so I'm gonna
answer whatever you want. Nobody listens to me anyway. It's all right.
How I started my business, I was actually doing some soul searching. I was laid out in a hospital bed.
Staying nice and snug on that mic there.
I had just had open heart surgery.
Oh, my goodness.
Two titanium plates and 26 screws put in my chest. And I was working for Fan Run and Finish.
Yeah.
And dozer and stuff for them and building freeways. And
yeah, and why you started the business.
Yeah. I'm still hung up on that heart attack.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man.
I'm laying there healing. And I just kind of got given the prognosis for my ceiling at that. And I kind of, I thought hard and long about it. And I decided that it was no time like the present. And so I started up my business. And it was from a hospital bed that it started. And over the last 9 months, we've been slowly but surely putting things together, putting one foot in front of the other, and we've been out there doing house pads in my neighborhood for this 9 months. Yeah, so it's been good.
Andrew, let's rope you in here. How'd you get involved in this this enterprise?
Yeah, so I guess it actually starts with my parents who've been in Japan for the last 40 years. And I know goes back a little bit, but I've been living in Minneapolis for the last 10 years. Well, they came out to Chino Valley to start building because there's a lot of troubled teens in Japan. And, you know, in general, you know, and they're trying to create a space, right, for them to, because there's a lot of healing properties out here, you know, the mountains, the rivers, a lot of things you don't get, you know, in Japan and such, and of course other areas. But anyway, so Dawson was working on my parents' pad, right? I decided that they needed some help, you know, they're in their 70s.
Yeah.
And they're trying to go about this on their own. I thought, you know, let's move my family down here, me and my wife and my four kids. And another one on the way.
Oh, my God. Five
on the way. So we came down here, and me and Dawson started working together. And, of course, we hit it off right off the bat. I don't know what it was, but we just love working together. And so we just finished today our first I guess not your first, but my first septic. It's just been a lot of fun, you know, working with excavators and dozers. Yeah. And I just – it's – yeah. It's
Dawson, you have kids as well?
Yes.
How many?
I got two girls.
Four girls. Yeah, with the blend. And then you have you got the fifth on the way. Mm-hmm. What are the age ranges in those five?
So I've got a 10-year-old girl that just got her ears pierced today.
She the oldest?
Yeah, she's the oldest.
Did you do them yourself at home?
No, my wife took her to some fancy mall somewhere.
Oh, my goodness. Years ago, Bill, this is something you may not know about me. Years ago, I did my own ear with a hat pin. That somebody had to remind me I did it because I was woke up in the morning. I said, man, my ear hurts. They says, because you've got something hanging on it. And then it has since closed. But, you know, yeah. I'm a do-it-yourselfer.
Yeah.
I can't fix a sink, but I can do an ear.
Yeah.
You should have called me. I could have saved you $1.50.
Yeah, it was more than that. That's for sure. Yeah.
So you got a oldest is 10.
10, yeah. And then I've got an 8-year-old son. Who's been helping us a little bit, huh?
Yeah.
He's been out there.
I was going to say, that's heaven for an 8-year-old.
Oh, he loves it, yeah. Yeah, and I've got a 2-year-old, too, that he thinks he needs to get in the middle of what we're doing, and that's been a little difficult, but, yeah. And then, of course, a 6-year-old, so a boy. They're all the three younger ones are boys, so we're hoping for a girl next, but
yeah.
We'll see how that goes.
Well, congrats on that. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty – that's a – see, that is a rational – and realistic spatial of ages.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
My parents both, they grew up next door to each other, right pretty close to that cat warehouse I was telling you about in San Leandro. They were next door neighbors growing up together both. And they were both in the middle of 12 and 14 kids, mm-hmm. spread out throughout ages.
Mm-hmm.
My mom's thought was that she wanted to have 10 kids. They were married a little over a year, and my sister was born. And almost 7 years later, I was born, and I'm the youngest of six. Six kids, 7 years. My oldest brother and sister, my oldest sister, she lives out in Paulden, and then my brother, they're 10 months apart. And my mom always liked to say, well, he was early. Yeah, like 2 weeks. He would have had to come on the express, I think. But yeah, six kids, 7 years. Is a bit much. I have one son. He's 11 years old. He was born when I was too old to have a baby. I was almost 45 when he was born. He's our only child, and he about killed me just trying to keep up with him. But playing in the dirt, I mean, dirt and mud mm-hmm. with toys is one thing, mm-hmm. but you guys get to do it with the real deal.
And Dawson's been on a tractor since he was 4 years old, he said.
Yeah.
And he loved, yeah.
My dad bought me my first Kubota, Yanmar. It was a Yanmar Kubota when I was 4.
Yeah.
I've been running one ever since.
Man, what was the first heavy equipment you operated, Andrew?
This last couple of weeks.
This go around?
Before this, I've been running trucks.
You know,
26-foot trucks, nothing big. So this is my first go around, but... Dawson says I've got a knack for it.
Is he a natural?
Natural.
Yeah.
He sat on an excavator the other day, and about 3 hours into the day, he had her. It was like, you know how some people are natural? He's got it, huh?
It's a lot of fun. A lot of fun, you know, for me at least.
Yeah, I bet. That sounds like are you guys – is the handiness – are you guys – pretty mechanically inclined other than the heavy equipment?
Well, you almost have to be.
Yeah, stand nice and closer, yeah.
To be in this business, you have to be able to turn wrenches. You know, it's just it's either that or pay $180 an hour. You got to kind of pick up the pace there. So, yeah, we've got all the big wrenches now and all the big tools to turn on that thing. But we just did a substantially sized job on it where we had to drop the belly pan and all that. And we did it all ourselves. We dropped it all ourselves and had to have a little help when it came to the mechanic and part and the inside of it, but we just everything dropped ourselves, which that takes a lot of the, a lot of the heaviness off of the price of things. When you can come at least break into the bottom.
Yeah.
Belly pan pulled off. You know?
And then by no, especially I would imagine, and we'll get into some of this when we come back from our break, but I would imagine especially working residential jobs where you don't have the acres and acres of maneuverability, to know those machines inside and out would probably, I would assume, help you out in the maneuvering, in the neighborhoods, on the properties and things. Fascinating. I want to find out a little bit more about these. I want to figure out how I can sit in a room with two guys that can tear a tractor apart and I struggle by trying to change the tires on my car. We are going to be back with the fellas from Christian Brothers Grading, Andrew and Dawson, after these messages on KQ&A, Talk of the Quad Cities. We'll be right back.
The open road is waiting for you at the view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and online at affinityrv.com.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White's Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
This isn't Bedrock, it's Cottonwood and the Red Rocks, where Verde Links goes to Sedona every day, known for New Age travelers, not Stone Age travelers.
Rudy, it's an enlightened journey with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
I'm heading to a vortex adventure on the Verde Links to Sedona.
Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Yabba dabba doo.
This week, join Sanford Cohen for his celebrity podcast with Eric Burden, previously the vocalist of rock band The Animals.
Could you imagine that some 50-plus years later that people were still engaged in your music and new generations of people have an appreciation for your love of the blues and your style, your vocal style?
No, I find it really hard to grasp that. I was just doing a session for a group of young girls. Wow, all these years later, are people still seriously saying this about our attempt to be popular? It's tough to even talk about it, but I am surprised, yeah.
Past episodes include interviews with the late, great Ronald Cool Bell of Cool and the Gang, rock legends Dave Mason and Eric Bloom of Blue Oyster Cult, former presidential candidate Mike Huckabee, and boxing legend Oscar De La Hoya. Subscribe today so you don't miss a single episode on KQNA.com.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Time now for a check of your news and weather, brought to you by Affinity RV. A 35-year-old Prescott Valley man has been cited after it was discovered he was driving on a suspended license during a two-vehicle crash.
Prescott police officers responded to the crash on Highway 89 at McCurdy Drive at around 8:15 Friday morning. An investigation has determined the driver, who hasn't been named, failed to stop at a red light at McCurdy. He struck a vehicle driven by a 60-year-old Prescott man who was turning left onto 89 at that intersection. The victim suffered serious injuries and was taken to Yavapai Regional Medical Center East. 89 southbound was closed and one northbound lane was closed for 2 hours. The city of Prescott and ADOT helped with the highway shutdown. Prescott police say impairment isn't believed to be a factor in this collision. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
The Chino Valley Unified School District will be hosting a pre-registration event for all-day kindergarten and half-day preschool students.
This event is scheduled to run from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. this Thursday at Territorial Early Childhood Center on Mayan Lane. Students must be 5 years of age or older on or before August 31st, and preschool students must be 3 to 5 years old. The state of Arizona requires parents to provide their child's certified birth certificate, immunization records, proof of residency, and a parent photo ID. Preschool tuition is prorated monthly with a one-time registration fee of $50, which is required at the time of pre-registration in order to hold your child's spot. For questions or additional information, call the Territorial Early Childhood Center office at 636-3842. I'm Nick Canuel reporting.
Taking a look at your KQNA weather. Mostly clear skies tonight, sunshine in the forecast for much of the week. Expect a low of 32 tonight in the Prescott Quad Cities with a high tomorrow of 63, 61 for the high on Wednesday, 34 overnight for Cottonwood with a high tomorrow of 71, Wednesday high of 69. That was a check of your news and weather brought to you by Affinity RV. I'm Lindsay Draper for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Looking for a safe bet? Head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Our enhanced cleaning and safety measures have paved the way for you to return back to playing safe and staying safe, getting you closer to winning, closer to dining, closer to relaxation, closer to it all. We can't wait for you to get back to what you love most. It's a safe bet only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Visit us today and be closer to it all.
As the new year begins, I want to thank everyone who supported Augie's during 2020. It was a difficult year to be in the restaurant business, but with your continued patronage, we made it work. There is no telling what 2021 will bring, but you can rest assured we are ready to meet every challenge and provide you with the quality and service you have known from everyone at Augie's. Here's hoping 2021 is a better year for all of us, and from Augie's, thank you for making us the place to dine on Highway 69.
Liberty. Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Well, as the world's blandest man, the idea of insurance made for me is almost riveting.
Big fan of beige?
I find other neutrals too unpredictable.
That's cool. Liberty Mutual is just here to protect your home with customized insurance.
And here we've got my doorstop collection.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host for the town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
Well, hey, stop laughing. This is a professional show. Hey, we are back with the Christian Brothers. Give me that card. I'm an idiot. Christian Brothers Grading. Dawson and Andrew are in studio with us. You can reach them at Christian Brothers Grading. ChristianBrosDirt at gmail.com or give them a call, 928-356-2793. We're going to be 97. I can't read. I can't speak. I should just go home, huh, Bill? Let me give it again, 928-356-2797. Better? Okay. We're going to be back with them in just a minute, but I got to get these things out of the way really quick. Some important information we got for you. The Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Community Yard Sale is this Saturday, February 27th. This Saturday, February 27th, call 636-2493. They have vendor space available if you would like to rent a space. It's $25. That is located at the corner of Road 2 South and Highway 89. It's 175 East Road 2 South in Chino Valley. ChinoValley.org is where you can find out information. Again, since I butchered it, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Community Yard Sale this Saturday, February 27th. Give the chamber a call. One thing we want to really bring to your attention, it was just announced today, the town of Chino Valley's library is opening back up. I know that's a big concern of a lot of you folks out there with the coronavirus pandemic, the COVID-19 restrictions. We have been open and then closed a couple of times this past year. We have been closed to the public, except for pickup and delivery of reserved items for quite a while now. Monday, March 1st, we will be opening again the Chino Valley Town Library, but there will be limited occupancy. Face masks and social distancing will be enforced. The computers that are set up for the public will be on alternating computers. So that's a lot of information, I know. So check out chinoaz.net for the specifics on the library opening March 3rd, this coming Monday, a week from today. And then follow our social media and our website, because there will be some presentations and some recommendations for other services and other lobbies and such being opened. So please follow our webpage at chinoaz.net for more information and links to our social media. Our Facebook page are right there as well. For the Chino Valley Unified School District, now some of you may know staff and instructors and support staff were invited to a COVID-19 vaccination clinic earlier this month for the first round. And because of my work with the district, I was invited to attend as well. And spoiler alert, I got the vaccine. It didn't kill me, if you were wondering. The second round was scheduled to be next Monday, the first as well. Unfortunately, due to supply demands and some supply issues, Monday, March 1st, round two has been put off to March 8th. So it'll be 2 Mondays. It's still within that window to get your second vaccination. And oddly enough, I'm scheduled to be back here in studio Monday afternoon on the 8th. So I'm going to go in Monday morning to get my vaccine. So I don't know. It's a two rounder. It's, you get first round and then second round. I'm going back in for round two on the 8th and then maybe going to be back here in studio that afternoon. We'll wait and see. This might be my last show, guys. I don't know. Hey, Andrew, before the break, we were talking to you, Andrew, of Christian Brothers Grading. We were talking to you about, what brought you into the business, and it was a project related to your parents. Mm-hmm. Building in Chino Valley after spending many years in Japan. What took them to Japan?
Well, they went there to be missionaries. 40 years ago, they met in Hawaii and decided that that's where they wanted to go. I'm not sure how. I was born after that.
Yeah.
But
now, were you born there?
I was born there, downtown Tokyo.
Man.
In an apartment, fifth
downtown
floor.
Downtown Tokyo, to yeah. Chino Valley, a little bit of a culture shock.
Big culture shock.
Was there difference. Stops in between?
There was, thank goodness, yeah. Thank goodness. But, yeah, it's a big different culture out there, obviously, you know, and, there's some things that it's hard to help the Japanese people in their own culture, I guess. And that's part of why, my parents came out here to try to bring them out of their culture so they can, I guess heal is the right word, you know. So.
You'd mentioned they work with at-risk kids, which is, you know, a very noble endeavor. Unfortunately, that group, that at-risk group, especially in kids, is a growing number. So they're coming out here to set something up to assist with that?
Exactly. So my sister and my dad right now are still in Japan. And they're working with these kids that get, I guess, kicked off the system if you don't do well in school.
Yeah.
If you don't make it into college, if you don't get the right job, you're kind of, you know, kicked out of society.
Various cultures have much more intense pressure for specifically academic and professional. I probably would have benefited from a little more pressure academically. I wouldn't be sitting in a carpeted walled room with a microphone, would have learned. So they're setting up a retreat, so to speak.
Exactly. I mean, that's a good word for it. It's something where they can get away and just, I mean, just seeing open space, I think.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, let alone anything else. Yeah.
I will tell you, we were talking earlier about my family situation. Mm-hmm. My sister lives in Paulden, and she is the primary caregiver for my mom, who has various health issues. She's had some issues over the years and was living with my family, my brother, in the Bay Area still. Actually, he lives in the home we grew up in. Very hectic area. You know, you can pull any neighborhood in downtown Phoenix and the suburbs and traffic and noise and the issues my mom has with dementia and some other she's got issues with brain issues, and I guess I'm right behind her, I think is. It was not conducive for her in that atmosphere. She came out here to visit, my mom did, to visit soon after my son was born. And we as a family noticed a noticeable change in her cognition and how she was able to deal and function. So it was decided soon after that that my sister would lend a hand and she moved to my sister. They're out in Paulden. Beautiful area, black skies, star-filled skies.
Stars, yeah.
Beautiful sunsets, year-round, and as much as I, all joking aside, I miss the Bay Area for various things. The things I do not miss are the constant noise, the constant traffic, the air quality, the congestion, to be in an area like Chino Valley, like Yavapai County, where we have some elbow room, where we can stand out in our yards after they've been properly graded by Christian Brothers Grading, and enjoy what we have in our very own backyard. It is such a difference, and I know it's helped me, you know, mentally and emotionally just by spending the last nearly two decades out here. Before we break, tell us a little bit about, you had mentioned you had a mentor who was known in the industry.
Yeah, his name was Remy Sanchez, and I worked for him for 9 years in Malibu, California. And he was known as the best slow pan in Southern California. He was doing it for Burho at the time. He ended up going on his own, bought a D6, and I went to work for him. And he's the one that taught me everything I know about running that D6. It was all mountain work, you know. And
yeah.
That's what I was telling you about. He was hooked in with the movie star ring of customers. And we had Founding Father Fiber Optics was the first job we
yeah.
did. We did 17 houses for him on top of the Santa Monica mountain range, where you could see the ocean on one side and the Santa Monica on the other.
Oh, beautiful.
And we went to do Michael Landon's project, which is his barn site, his volleyball court, and his tennis court. And then we went did the moat around Glenn Fry's house. With the Eagles.
A moat.
He has a castle that's a medieval castle.
Hotel California, man. Did he just...
We do moats, too, if anybody...
Yeah. I would love a moat. I would love a moat. I have a six-foot cyclone fence around my house with a gate that we very rarely shut because you got to get out of the car to open it and shut it so it just stays open. But if I had a moat and a drawbridge, I would get out of the car to lower that drawbridge.
Yeah, I'll never forget working on it was up Ramirez Canyon when we did that one, and then I did the binoculars. Head of Locklear's final grade, and then we did a bunch of house pets for President Reagan, too. And so I've been around the business for a long time, worked for a lot of heavy hitters, and now I'm here with my own tractor and trying to make it happen here in Chino. So.
What a switch where you could work on a pad for, just tossing a number, say a 2,400-square-foot home in this area that would run, I don't know, 150 to 200,000 on the market, as opposed to a 900-square-foot cottage, as they would call it in Malibu, that would run about 3 mil. Mm-hmm. I love the beach. I love the view. I don't love it that much. Mm-hmm. I live in a fairly large house for where we are, from what I'm used to, living in the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. And I can pay for it by talking on a microphone. This ain't bad. Christian Brothers Grading. Dawson Goforth, Andrew Ledoux, thank you for coming in. You can reach Dawson at 928-356-2797. See, I didn't mess it up that time. ChristianBrosDirt@gmail.com. They are located right here in Chino Valley. House pads, driveways, land grading. Too many things to list. One other thing? Go ahead. What do you got?
We just got a website.
Website.
We're excited about
it.
ChristianBrothersGrading.com.
Very good.
Yes.
We want to thank you guys for sitting in. We will be right back. We've got one other break, and you have been listening to Matt Santos on Talk of the Quad Cities for the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce in the town of Chino Valley. We will be right back after these messages.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
So most of you know that Prescott Brewing Company has reopened and is waiting to serve you. Our plentiful menu, award-winning beers, and a full bar to serve your favorite cocktails. We're open Thursdays through Mondays and close Tuesdays and Wednesdays. We still have our weekly specials, but switch things up a bit. Sorry, I can't tell you in 30 seconds, but give us a call at 771-2795 or check us on Facebook. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott, where it's always fun and friendly brew pub style.
An injury, medical condition, or the wear and tear of life. They can all keep you from the activities you enjoy. If an orthopedic procedure is on your horizon, or if you need care for an accident that results in a fracture or other injury, choose Dr. Francisco Jaume with Dignity Health, Yavapai Regional Medical Group. Dr. Jaume has the experience you want when you're facing a potentially life-changing condition. He's a board-certified orthopedic specialist skilled in the latest surgical procedures. Dr. Jaume specializes in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, hand and shoulder surgery, fracture and tendon repair, joint replacements, and most of all, helping you enjoy life again. Learn more at dignityhealth.org/YRMC or call 928-708-4545. Hello, human kindness.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rippographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rippographics today.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
Senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Plus special financing and free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host for the town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
That is me, Matt Santos. You've been listening to KQNA, Talk of the Quad Cities. Thanks for tuning in. You can find out all the information about the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce at chinovalley.org. You can find out what's happening with the town of Chino Valley at chinoaz.net. And if you want to know what's going on between my ears, follow me on Twitter and Instagram at msantos_photo. And thank you, as always, Mr. Bill Monroe, for making sure you can hear us, the lovely and talented Bill Monroe. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk at you again soon.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson & Associate, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.